This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. A dispute over the lease for Arcadia Brewing's location in downtown Battle Creek has been the subject of a feud with economic development agency Battle Creek Unlimited. It became public in March, but recently Arcadia owner Tim Surprise said the two sides could end up in court. Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman has been covering this story. She joins us via Skype. Jennifer Bowman, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So give us the overview here. Why are Arcadia Brewing and Battle Creek Unlimited going at each other here a little bit and trading jabs?
Sure. Well, I think it's an issue that has kind of been brewing for a while, but something that has come about publicly now. Arcadia is in a building downtown that is owned by Battle Creek Unlimited, and there seems to be disputes about the lease. Arcadia says it no longer has a lease and that it's canceled it. And BCU maintains that that lease is still in place. In that lease is some wording that would allow Arcadia to get some money back for improvements that it's put into that building. And that's where I kind of think you see a lot of the disagreement. So all this while the building is up for sale and potentially a new owner. And what you have now is our local brewery or one of them kind of going at it with our economic development organization.
So this all became public in March, but do we believe that the dispute itself started when Arcadia stopped paying rent in 2014?
I think that's possible. I mean, he hasn't paid rent. Arcadia's Tim Surprise hasn't paid rent since October 2014. That's one of the few points in this whole thing that both sides don't dispute. In speaking with Surprise, there have definitely been frustrations about getting what he would like. He would like a new lease agreement in place. And you've seen leadership transitions actually at Battle Creek Unlimited that might have played a role in some of the delay. Who knows? But there seems to be something that has been going on for a while that has finally come to a head.
So what's Battle Creek Unlimited's side of this? Why? What do they say in response to Tim Surprise saying that they were supposed to make some improvements here?
So Battle Creek Unlimited says there is a lease in place, even if he sent a letter saying it no longer was, because he's still in the building. And even if he's not paying rent, he's still there and that lease is still in place. BCU's stance is that Tim Surprise has not provided sufficient documentation for these improvements. And so he would need to do that in order for BCU to give some of the reimbursements that it would be accountable for under that lease. And Tim Surprise argues, on the other hand, that he indeed has provided this documentation multiple times. And so that's where you see yet another one of their disagreements.
I think some people would be a little surprised that a company or anyone is in the same location for well over a year without paying rent and that nothing else has been done. Can you kind of take us through what both sides are thinking here in terms of Tim Surprise not paying rent and Battle Creek Unlimited maybe not trying to force him out?
Sure. I think a lot of it, what you're seeing now, especially with our most recent coverage about, you know, threats of a lawsuit and you know, even a threat from the other side to countersue, is kind of a public relations war going on right now. There's a long history between Battle Creek Unlimited and Arcadia. Arcadia, at one point, was early 2000s, had run into tax troubles, and based on city ordinance, that could threaten their liquor license, and the city might recommend that you not renew a liquor license when you have outstanding property taxes. And so that at that time, Battle Creek Unlimited came in and purchased Arcadia's building. And so what you're seeing there is a lease that came out of an economic development organization bailing a company out. And that's something Tim Surprise says he's well aware of, that he is grateful to BCU at that time for helping him through, you know, what could have been the end of Arcadia. So you see that. And at the same time, what I hear is that Arcadia is a very important tenant downtown, you know, at a time especially when downtown development is crucial here in Battle Creek. And I think Battle Creek Unlimited had some concerns about possibly kicking a tenant out amid this kind of, it just wouldn't look good, you know. And so I think that's where you see both sides. Tim Arcadia said that he wants to stay in Battle Creek, but that this has made it difficult. And so from his perspective, you know, whatever challenges he's dealing with, he would like to stay in Battle Creek, and that's the reason he's dealing with it. Battle Creek Unlimited realizes that Arcadia is an important tenant and that downtown development is at a really crucial point right now. And I think they're just trying to avoid looking bad in the public.
So you mentioned there the possibility of a lawsuit. Both sides have brought this up. What exactly are they saying that they would go to court over if it gets that far?
Yeah, so there's that's where you're dealing with just a lot of he said, she said in this story. And so Arcadia's threat of a lawsuit is based on what they say is defamation by Battle Creek Unlimited. When this story came out, Battle Creek Unlimited initially did not want to talk to the Inquirer, instead only issuing, you know, a really short statement saying that they were committed to Arcadia and committed to selling the building. And so it started as a pretty one-sided story. And eventually, Battle Creek Unlimited decided that it wanted to put its own side out there. And it did that in the form of speaking to the Inquirer finally, but also posting a Facebook post on its own page that was also ran by the Inquirer as an op-ed. And so the points argued in there, which deal with, you know, the fact that Surprise has not paid rent and what they, you know, they have alleged, you know, taking advantage of community resources. And so to Tim and Arcadia, he argues that those are not true and that there's defamation. On the other side, BCU is saying Arcadia is doing the same thing. And so once again, it's almost like just a continuing of he said, she said through this whole dispute.
And part of what Battle Creek Unlimited says about taking advantage of Battle Creek resources is that Arcadia is doing that while expanding into, amongst other places, of course, Kalamazoo. Does that get at some of the problem here that they see Arcadia heading out to other places around the state, and maybe that BCU feels that Arcadia has somehow taken advantage of the Economic Development Agency?
You know, I think that also ties to sometimes there's a lot of resentment here in Battle Creek when things go to Kalamazoo. It's just this fierce competition that you see sometimes. And I think there was a feeling or an accusation among some in the community that Battle Creek Unlimited may have somehow dropped the ball when it came to Arcadia's time to look for an expansion and not letting it happen here in Battle Creek. Tim Surprise has said in the past that he did look to Battle Creek for an expansion that, of course, ultimately went to Kalamazoo. And I know that there were questions he had inquired about a building that now has the Math and Science Center at that location. And so, yeah, you see a company that started here and has expanded in Kalamazoo will have some type of operation in Lansing, although it's really just the licensing that has to do with that new Lansing location. And a lot of people who go, well, you know, you see that a lot in our public comments about, well, you know, he's leaving Battle Creek. So why should we pull any more stops when he's making these expansions to Kalamazoo and to other places? And at the same time, there have been some public funds that have gone to Tim Surprise. We have a direct investment fund, which is it's technically city money, but it's administered by Battle Creek Unlimited, and it acts as like loans for small businesses. And he has had that. And so that's where they're also talking about community resources.
We also have to throw into this mix and make it even just a little bit more complicated the fact that the building that Arcadia is currently in is being sold, correct?
Yes, it's in the middle of a sale, as I understand it. And you know, last time we talked with Briganti, Marie Briganti is the president and CEO of Battle Creek Unlimited. It seemed to be very close. We haven't had any update on that, but both sides are under the understanding that there is a potential buyer and that it's close. From Tim Surprise's perspective, he says he has concerns that a purchase agreement will be in place, but as he understands, there is no lease agreement in place. Arcadia has been in that building for 20 years now, and they would like to see a lot of improvements. The bathrooms are one of them. It is an older building, and it is a building that they're not even using the full size anyway. And so there will have to be some changes, I think, if that building is going to be able to turn into something else. There have been talks about maybe multi-tenants using the upper floor or cutting the size, since brewing is no longer done in Battle Creek, that I think you'll see some decisions made with the new buyer.
Does Tim Surprise indicate that he would like to still be in that location in downtown Battle Creek, regardless of how all of this legal maneuvering plays out?
That's a great question. He hasn't made any indication that he would like a different location presently. I know that he had, when the expansion was talked about, when that ultimately went to Kalamazoo, he inquired about other locations. But he would like to stay in Battle Creek. And I think he, if it's possible, he would like to look at, you know, renegotiating a new lease with a potential buyer. I mean, I don't think that the idea, when I've talked to officials from BCU, is that they're not looking to sell an empty building. They're looking to sell a building that already has a tenant with it. So all assumptions go that that Arcadia would stay there if it all works out.
Jennifer, what might be the next thing that we could look for in this story, a development that might give us a clue about what direction it's going to take next?
I think you're going to have to see that purchase of that building, or you're going to have to see someone actually put something behind those threats they've made of a lawsuit. I think the only way that Arcadia and BCU can really settle this is if it's in court and someone has to decide that way, or if BCU can kind of wash its hands of this and have a new buyer. And hopefully that works out with that new buyer in Arcadia.
Jennifer, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Jennifer Bowman is a reporter for the Battle Creek Enquirer. She joined us via Skype. You can find the Enquirer's stories about the ongoing dispute between Arcadia Brewing and economic development agency Battle Creek Unlimited at battlecreekenquirer.com and through links at our website, wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.